Dean Lester's with us to go through this Cranbourne program tonight. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nads.
Tonight we've got the 9 races, actually. Fine and a good 4, the track rating. How did you go assessing this program?
Yeah, it's, I think, quite a competitive program. What I would say, we haven't raced at Cranbourne for about 6 weeks, back in the true position. So often when the rail's true and the track's good at Cranbourne, not a bad place to be up on the pace or closer to the rail.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the program of racing. And we kick things off race 1 with a 2-year-old maiden. Take out runners 2, 3, 10 and also the 12. Now, the market's got number 1, Fanar, at 2.10. The Egyptian at 8, 4.80 for Treaty of Seville. Then we're looking at Cielo Stellato, who was at $4.80.
I'm going to go with Cielo Stellato here, Nads. I thought the debut run at Bendigo was really good. I'm trusting that form. I think the form through Varda will stack up well. They ran good time and chased well. It only had a pretty soft trial going in, so I think open to improvement. I'm going to go with 8 to beat 1, Fanar, who showed ability last time in, beaten on debut at a short price in Adelaide and then ran quite well in the Maribyrnong Plate. That form will be good enough here, outside drawing the small field. The Egyptian also comes through the Varda race at Bendigo. I just thought he'd probably had more trialling and more extensive trialling and was really wound up to win that race, but that ran well and will be certainly competitive. And Treaty of Seville looks to have jumped out quite well for the Besutton Young stable making its debut here. So another pretty handy 2-year-old race, but I thought 8 round the each way represent a bit of value. 8, 1, 4 and 5.
So we go 8 from 1, 4 and 5. We now go over to the next race 2. 3-year-old fillies maiden over 1,000. Take out runners 5, 10, 15 and the 16. Here we've got number 2, Bartoletta at 9.50, Coco Diablo 4.80, Mistress Molly at 7, 5.50 there for Shazam Diaz, 3.10 favourite for the Commoner, and we're looking at bigger odds the others.
Yeah, pretty tricky race. I think the first starters have got big chances here. One at a little bit of a price is Mistress Molly. Looks to have jumped out quite well and can use barrier one. If I'm thinking the inside's where you want to be, it's going to be right there. And I think can run well on debut. 11, the Commoner, has drawn well also. Another first starter, this one from the Thomas Hughes stable. I thought trialled quite well at Flemington recently. It was on the inner track and it's just got a little bit, just hung a little bit under pressure, but that's a very tight track. So I think from a good draw here, it can run well. Of the race, 3, Coco Diablo was a very short price favourite when beaten at Werribee, but did pull up with a slow recovery that day, and the form last time in was very good. Awkward draw, and 4, Maitrey, who ran quite well at Yarra Valley and will be fitter for that run, but interested in the first starters a little bit in what looks a really tricky race. 6, 11, 3 and 4.
So we go 6 from 11, 3 and 4. The third is over 2025. Take out one as 1. Runners 1, 2, 9, 10 and 14. Looking at the market, very open race. Number 3, Accredit at 4.40. Don't Look Now at 4.80. Ready Flight 7.50. Roxanne's at 8.50. Sovereign Lovers at 5. Voodoo Queen at 6. And then we've got Able Stock, who's a $7 chance.
Yeah, open maiden, but I think value lies with Voodoo Queen at around the $6 here, Nads. She has had the 4 runs this time in. Very good run first up, then got on a leader's track and a soft track. Second up was a forgive run. Pakenham effort was good, hitting the line late and last start. Rode the speed at 2,000 metres. Battled on well. I think better for that run at 2,000. Can use barrier one. Jamie Carr having a second ride on her. I think she's a safe each way bet. Number 11 to beat 3, Accredit. He's grinding away well in these races. He'll be competitive again. 6 Ready Flights had the one run for the Urell stable. Just an awkward draw to overcome. And maybe 8 next best Sovereign Love, who's running well, just not breaking through. But I thought 11 was the one that could just maybe get her chance to win tonight at an each-way quote. 11, 3, 6 and 8.
11 from 3, 6 and 8. We got to race 4, Fillies and Mares Maiden 1200, and he can take out the 8. We've got number 6, Chaps Dream at 8.50, Diamond F at $1.60, Oliver's at $3.10.
Yeah, it looks the right race here for Diamond Effort. Good run first up, and I think just that little bit fitter for the run. This looks a pretty weak maiden, very thin maiden anyway, and I think Diamond Effort's the one to beat. To beat number 9, Olive, who ran quite well first up. I'm surprised she hasn't won a maiden by now, but looks as though the 1200 will suit the way she was ridden last start off the speed. She'd been ridden previously on pace, so barrier 1 here can probably just box seat and run well. 6, Chap's Dream was quite good second up, next best, and a fair gap to Mamie and Modia next best, but pretty thin race and a short price favourite and probably deservedly so. 7, 9, 6 and 2.
So we go 7 from 9, 6 and 2. We now go over to the next event, race 5. This is over 14. 1,600 metres, and you can take out runners 3, 7 and also 13. We've got number 5, Dragon Ball at 4, Duke of Magnus at 2.30, then we're down to Jenna Beale at 5.50 and Parlay Princess at 5.
I'm going to go with Duke of Magnus. I think all three runs this time in have been really good and has drawn awkwardly on each occasion, drawn 5 of 6, 6 of 7, and last start 8 of 9. And I just think here, from the better draw, won't have to do any work early and gets a really good chance to break through Duke of Magnus. Number 6, to beat 11, Jenna Beale, who I'm a bit of a fan of, resumes here for the John McArdle stable, formerly with Darren Weir. Showed promise last time in. Might be better over further, but first up at 1,400 should be effective. 12, Parlay Princess, ran well at Sandown last start behind Bullock. That form will be good enough to be competitive here, and Dragon Ball, a first starter, looks to have jumped out okay. But thought Duke of Magnus, being very consistent, gets a chance to break through here. 6, 11, 12 and 5.
So we go 6 from 11, 12 and 5. Legs of the Quaddy. Race number 6 is the first of that, and it's over 2,025. You can take out runners 3 and 11. Number 2, Ayers Rock at 8, 5.50 Twin Spear. Down to Mazisco at 3.10, 5.50 for Chicolalo. 9.50 for Elizano, $6 for Yulong Tabion.
Yeah, I think it's interesting race how it structures up now. It's because it looks quite good speed for one of these 2,000 metre races with the likes of Ayers Rock and Real Gent. Elizano goes forward. Misco won't be that far away. And I'm just hoping Misco just comes out of it just that little bit from the good draw and gets the cheap run. He's only won one of 14, but gets a real chance here. I thought ran very well last start at Sandown, that was behind Latin Beat. Both first and third have performed well out of that race since at Bendigo through the week. So trusting that form with Misco to beat 10 at Yulong Tabion. Only won a maiden last start, but did it quite well at Moe. And I think the longer trip will certainly be in his favour. 4, Twin Spear, I was giving a little chance to in the Autumn Classic. Didn't really fire there, but previous win had merit. And maybe number 6, Chicholalo, next best. Who looks as though the 2,000 metres will actually suit lightly raced and improving. But I think 5 might be the safest option in an even race. 5, 10, 4 and 6.
So we go 5, 10, 4, 6. We go to race 7 over 1,000. And take out runners 5, 7 and also 10. We've got number 3, 7-year reward at $3, 5.50 Ben Hercules, down to Valence at 5 and 3.70 for Sweet Snitty.
Yeah, I think Ben Hercules looks really good odds here. I thought he could win first up at Moonee Valley 2 weeks ago, and he was a late scratching due to a treatment mishap. His form's good, he's trialled well. He's drawn to get a great run. I think he's a really good chance of winning number 4 to beat 3, 7-year reward, who raced well last time in, but didn't win in the 7 or 8 runs that he did have last preparation. Well placed here to run well first up nonetheless. 9, Sweet Snitty, likewise didn't win last preparation, but was very consistent. And 8, Valente, who's got the race fitness on his side. But I'm with Ben Hercules first up, 4, 3, 9 and 8.
So we go 4 from 3, 9 and 8, and then to the next race, race 8 over 1,400, take out runners 1, 5 and also 13. We've got number 2 explicitly at 4, 480 finally free, 390 Star Missile, Malice Seat is at 7.50, Mr. Grizzle an $8 chance, and then down to Can't Remember, who was at 9.
Yeah, I really like Star Missile here, Nards. First up, showed promise last time in. Placed first up, then won second up at 1,400. This time resumes at 1,400. Loved a recent trial at Cranbourne. I think ready to go first up and win. To beat 8, Mr. Grizzle. First up for Clinton McDonald, formerly with Darren Weir. Horse that I think's got some nice ability. Didn't have much luck at his last run before a spell and did win his maiden in good fashion. 2, explicitly, racing consistently, as is 3, finally free and next best. 6, 8, 2 and 3.
So we go 6 from 8, 2 and 3, and then we go over to the next event, and this is the last race, number 9, over 1,200, and he can take out runners 2, 3, 14 and 16. Number 1, Eagle Ridge at 7, 4.40 for Metzen, 9.50 Indiana Lily, 8.50 for Valore, 6.50 for Precocious Girl and Lady Loft at 5.
Yeah, I found this a very tough race, Nards. A lot of different form lines, hard to sort of line up. I'm going to go with Lady Loft, who first up for the new stable, just showed more dash, just travelled comfortably up on the speed. And I think with Valore in the race from Barrier 1, I think Steph Thornton can probably go straight across, sit outside the lead and be a real chance of dominating the race. I think it's got a very good hope here, number 13, Lady Loft. To beat number 7, Metzen, resumes, heard Mike Moroney earlier on the Breakfast Club say off a throat surgery. looks to be going okay, and the form last time in was solid. 15, Hawkstone, he doesn't win out of turn, but he's going to be up on the speed. I think from the good draw, that'll be a good place to be. Beaten by a really informed horse in Crystallised last start, who then went to the Valley and won last week, and won Eagle Ridge next best. But a tough race to finish. 13, 7, 15, and 1.
13, 7, 15, and 1. And what about your best roughy quaddie and your player of the night?
Best for me, Nards, is Star Missile, race 8, number 6. Best values, race 7, number 4, Ben Hercules. Quaddie, first leg 4.5.10, second leg 3.4.9, third leg 2.3.6.8, and the last leg 1.7.13 and 15. And I'm going to play a parlay 2.3, and they're all for the win. Race 4, number 7, Diamond Effort. Race 7, number 4, Ben Hercules. Race 8, number 6, Star Missile.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Dean.
Terrific. Thank you, Nadia.
There's Dean Lester having a look at the program of racing from Cranbourne. We're now going.